Thank you for coming out. It's a little nippier out there today. We're so glad you're here with us to worship, and we're going to start with an oldie goldie hymn at Calvary. So if you would, if you're comfortable standing, we invite you to stand, and we're going to start our service.
Today, so if you'd like to give today, and remember we love it when you do, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in, and another way is using the e-transfer system, using the church's email address, which we all know by now is mornvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and the Ark Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday school for ages 4 up to grade 5. Nursery, infant to 3 years old. We continue to need teachers to sign up for the Sunday school at the Welcome Center. Youth group this week is Wednesday from 7 until 8:30 here at the church. We have our home groups. There's 4 in operations now. They've started for the fall. So we have our ladies group, our men's group, and the Book of Revelation, and an alpha group. So for more information on those, check out the church's webpage. Now, at the end of the service today, we encourage you to stay around and fellowship because there is soup and pie out there. Lots of soup and lots of pie. And there's probably some desserts too. Now, there's also a book table in the foyer with some free books on it. And at the end of the service, if you want prayer, and we all need prayer, there will be some people stationed in the back corner over here that would love to pray with you, and we need to keep them people busy. All right. Now, I don't see Dorothy and Will here. Dorothy, Will, are you here? No, you'd hear Will's voice if he was. But no. So anyway, just to let you know, this is the official 50th anniversary this week for their wedding anniversary. They've been celebrating for a year so far, so yeah. Now this is also, this whole month, remember, it is Pastor Appreciation Month, and for the whole month of October. So we'd like to recognize a person who appreciates Lewis, maybe a little bit more than we do. And if Carrie, are you able to walk? If you could come up here, Carrie. I heard you had a little bit of a, one of those books that happens. Well, you're bringing a family. Yeah, that's great. Well, I'm sure they all appreciate Lewis. Yes, Grandpa. So your care for Lewis, we'll stay back here. Your care for Lewis is probably the best. He brags about you regularly. I've been in a lot of home groups, etc., with him over the years, and we know stuff that he's having. Yeah, we'll just leave that there. So we appreciate you caring for him so that he can care for us. So, oh, I lost my wife.
Please stand as we prepare our hearts for the service. This first one is if you read, if you listen to the words, it becomes a beautiful prayer. So if you prefer to just pray through the song rather than sing it, you go right ahead.
Jacob, we bow our hearts, we bend our knees. O Spirit, come make us humble.
Amen.
Above them all,
mission. Your name stands above the whole. And the eighth, your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above the whole. Your name stands above the all, and the angels cry, holy, all creation's cry, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb.
believe the kids are dismissed. And you can go greet some folks you haven't seen yet today.
Dave, those flowers were really pretty. So are these the kind you peel back and underneath they're chocolate? Okay, we'll try that. Because they aren't edible? Okay. We're going to use 1 Peter to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration in 1 Peter 2, 4 and 5. Ernie, I'm echoing a bit. Come to Christ, who's the living cornerstone of God's temple. He is rejected by the people, but he's precious to God who chose him. And now God is building you as living stones into a spiritual temple. What's more, you are God's holy priests who offer the spiritual sacrifices that please him because of Jesus Christ. Let us come before Christ as his holy people and bring our praise and adoration before him as our spiritual sacrifice this morning. Confession in 1 Peter 1, 13 to 15. So think clearly and exercise self-control. Obey God because you're his children. Don't slip back into your old ways of doing evil. But now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God, who chose you to be his children, is holy. As children of God, we want to imitate our Father. We desire to be holy just as he is holy. In confession now, we bring our many failures before God, who will cast them away as far as the east is from the west. He longs to cleanse and clothe us with the holiness of Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for the forgiveness of sins. Thanksgiving, chapter 4, verse 10. In his kindness, God called you to his eternal glory by means of Jesus Christ. After you have suffered a little while, he'll restore, support, and strengthen you and will place you on a firm foundation. All power is his forever and ever. Amen. These verses remind us that God is always our helper and sustainer amidst suffering and difficulty. Let us be thankful for the ways in which he's restored and supported and strengthened us. Supplication, chapter 4, verse 6. So humble yourself under the mighty power of God, and in his good time he'll honor you. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares what happens to you. We can be confident of his concern for all of our lives. He is ever present with us. Let us bring our burdens and requests before him now. We pray for Faith and her family, for Sean and Chantel, for Brandon, Caitlin, Remy, for Elaine and Herb, for Gloria and Jerry, for Lou and Harold, Brian and Rita, for Betty, for Vicky, for Brad and Terry Lynn and their family, for Shannon and Cam, for Matthew and Trina and Aim, for Kelly and James and their family, for Miranda and Brett, for Josiah and Jess. Some of the places around the world, Micronesia, Monaco, Gaza, Israel, Iran, Sudan, Ukraine. God, we pray for peace in these lands, for your presence. For Canada, United States, God, we pray for healing in our land, that we can be a people of peace. And then all the unspoken requests, the things are too great for us to carry, that we cannot solve on our own. We come to you, our great God that loves us and longs to move on our behalf. And so we give you all these things. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone. If you're like me, you look around the world and you can get very, very, very frustrated, and just so much hurt and pain, destruction and injustice. And it even feels to me like sometimes evil is winning out. And so when Pastor Lewis asked me to read this, this really touched me, because it gives us the bottom line of who's in control of all this. And what we can have to look forward to with everything that's happening. So today's reading, Psalm 94, 1 to 18. O Lord, the God of vengeance, O God of vengeance, let your glorious justice shine forth. Arise, O judge of the earth. Give the proud what they deserve. How long, O Lord, how long will the wicked be allowed to gloat? How long will they speak with arrogance? How long will these evil people boast? They crush your people, Lord, hurting those you claim as your own. They kill widows and foreigners and murder orphans. The Lord isn't looking, they say. Besides, the God of Israel doesn't care. Think again, you fools. When will you finally catch on? Is he deaf, the one who made your ears? Is he blind, the one who formed your eyes? He punishes the nations. Won't he also punish you? He knows everything. Doesn't he also know what you're doing? The Lord knows people's thoughts. He knows they are worthless. Joyful are those you discipline, Lord, those you teach with your instructions. You give them relief from troubled times until a pit is dug to capture the wicked. The Lord will not reject his people. He will not abandon his special possession. Judgment will again be founded on justice, and those with virtuous hearts will pursue it. Who will protect me from the wicked? Who will stand up for me against evildoers? Unless the Lord has helped me, I would soon have settled in the silence of the grave. I cried out, I am slipping, but your unfailing love, O Lord, supported me.
As we sing this next song, it's another one that for me is a good prayer. So as you sing this song, please pray it as well.
Spirit within me.
Amen. Thank you.